Today we're continuing to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, titled The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, Text Number 5. So there's no verse displayed. Is there? Maitreya Vacha Devahuti Api Sandesham Gauravena Prajapatehe Samyak Shraddhaya Purusham Kutastam Abhajat Kurum Maitreya Uvacha Devahuti Api Sandesham Gauravena Prajapatehe Samyak Shraddhaya Purusham Kutastam Abhajat Gurum Maitreya Uvacha Devahuti Api Sandesham Gauravena Prajapatehe Samyak Shraddhaya Purusham Kutastam Abhajat Gurum
Maitreya Uvacha
Devahuti Api Sandesham Gauravena Prajapate Samyak Shraddhaya Purusham Utastham Abhijata Gurum
Word to a translation. Maitreya Uvacha Maitreya said, Devahuti,
Devahuti,
Api, also, Sandesham, the direction, Gauravena, with great respect, Prajapate, of Kardama, Samyak, complete, Shraddhaya,
having faith in,
Purusham,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Kutastam,
situated in everyone's heart,
Abhajat,
worship,
Gurum,
most worshipable.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Maitreya said, Devahuti was fully faithful and respectful toward the direction of her husband, Kardama, who was one of the Prajapatis or generators of human beings in the universe. O great sage, she thus began to worship the master of the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart. Purport. This is the process of spiritual realization. One has to receive instruction from a bona fide spiritual master. Kardama Muni was Devahuti's husband, but because he instructed her on how to achieve spiritual perfection, he naturally became her spiritual master also. There are many instances wherein the husband becomes the spiritual master. Lord Shiva also is the spiritual master of his consort, Parvati. Her husband should be so enlightened that he should become the spiritual master of his wife in order to enlighten her in the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Generally, stree or woman is less intelligent than man. Therefore, if the husband is intelligent enough, the woman gets an opportunity for spiritual enlightenment. Here it is clearly said, Samyak Shraddhaya, that with great faith one should receive knowledge from the spiritual master, and with great faith execute the performance of service. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita has especially stressed the instruction of the spiritual master. One should accept the instruction of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. Whether one is liberated or not liberated, one should execute the instruction of the spiritual master with great faith. It is also stated that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. One does not have to seek the Lord outside. He is already there. One simply has to concentrate on one's worship in good faith as instructed by the bona fide spiritual master, and one's effort will come out successfully. It is also clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not appear as an ordinary child. He appears as He is. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, He appears by His own internal potency, Atma Maya. And how does He appear? He appears when pleased by the worship of a devotee. A devotee may ask the Lord to appear as her son. The Lord is already sitting within the heart, and if He comes out from the body of a devotee, it does not mean that the particular woman becomes His mother in the material sense. He is always there, but in order to please His devotee, He appears as her son. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanum Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here we are seeing how Mother Devahuti is getting instructions from Kardama Muni in executing devotional service, and the mood in which she is executing that particular devotional service. Prabhupada in the purport straight away gets into the point of the process of spiritual realization, how one has to receive instructions from the spiritual master, what should be the mood, what position one has to take when receiving instruction, how one comes out of bodily consciousness, how one gets elevated beyond one's bodily limitations, and also about the worship of the Lord, the personal form of the Lord, the worship that's also being brought out. And another key theme that comes out is the strong faith. And finally, how the Lord also appears as a son to His own devotee. We'll start by looking at the process of spiritual realization as mentioned in this purport. One has to have a strong faith. So that is the starting point. When we reach Srila Prabhupada's purport, especially from Bhagavad Gita, we get the clear understanding what faith means. Faith is belief in something sublime. So, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada brings out how a person has faith, And in later chapters in Bhagavad Gita, we see how this faith actually develops, where it comes from. When a person is born in this material world, he is conditioned by material nature. So the modes affect his heart. And the characteristics of the modes permeate through the heart. The faith also appears from the heart of a particular person. So Prabhupada explains that if the heart of a person is affected by the mode of goodness, then his faith will be in the mode of goodness. If the heart of a person is in the mode of passion, then his faith will be in the mode of passion. And obviously, when the heart is clouded with sleepiness, laziness, delusion, madness, then the faith will be in the mode of ignorance. So in the case of Mother Devahuti, she actually gave her heart to Kardama Muni. By hearing about Kardama Muni through Narada, she got attracted to the qualities of Kardama Muni. And based on her upbringing and because of the environment that she was in, she was brought up by Swayambhuva Manu and Satarupa. So naturally it was an environment very conducive for goodness, and her heart was filled with such emotions, and at the right age she got married to Kardama. So her faith was naturally in the mode of goodness, and the training also helped her to increase her faith further. So in the previous chapter, when she started to serve her husband, the very nice verse is described how she served her husband with intimacy, with great respect, and with sense control, and thus she pleased her. When we look at those qualities, especially the intimacy and with great respect, and also accepting her husband as a spiritual authority. So these are the qualities that are described that are very essential for a person who wants to progress in devotional service. The first step is one has to accept a bona fide shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So that is not an optional step. That is mandatory. Srila Rupa Goswami lists 64 items in the Nectar of Devotion, and the first step is the accepting the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Why it is given as a first one? Because that step opens the door for the remaining 63 items. That is the key based on which the remaining items will come through. So what is the mood of a person who will take up the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master? One who has had experience in this material life, both good and bad, and he wants to get out of this material clutches. That is the mood of a person who is fit to receive spiritual instructions. In the previous chapter, we saw how Devahuti was serving her husband with intimacy, reverence, sense control, pure in heart and in her body, and she tolerated a lot of austerities, and when Kardama was pleased, she put forth her request of having a child. Then Kardama fulfilled her desire. 9 daughters were born. Now that having asked a right person for a material need, apparently having children, now she has gone through that, and now she is more sober, and now she is willing to receive further spiritual instruction so that she can come out of this material existence. this point of enlightenment or realization comes to her when Kardama decides to leave the home after 9 daughters were born. That time also she did not express her anger. Still she maintained her sense control and sweet words. She was telling her husband, like, you promise me that you will also give me spiritual enlightenment, fearlessness of this material existence. Without fulfilling that, please do not leave. Now she is in a very conducive mood to receive spiritual instruction. And that is what is required. So one has to approach the bona fide spiritual master having understood the material nature and having understood the enjoyment and suffering in this material world. This is always going to be in a cycle. So I want to come out of this. So then you approach a bona fide spiritual master with that mood. You take shelter of him to get spiritual instructions rather than getting something material. So in that connection, the next step is that one, after getting instruction from the spiritual master, one takes it up and executes it with great enthusiasm. And that's what we saw in the previous verses of this chapter, how Kardama is again blessing her. Kardama Muni is reassuring Devahuti, asking her not to be disappointed. And she has undertaken a lot of vows and she has worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Kardama Muni. So she is approaching the Lord through a proper spiritual channel. And now she is given further instructions. Kardama Muni says, God will bless you. You have undertaken sacred vows. Hence you should worship the Lord with great faith through sensory control, religious observances, austerities and gifts of your money in charity. So now this Shraddha that's mentioned in this particular purport, Samyak Shraddhaya, now her faith has increased multiple times. Because initially while hearing about Kardama Muni, she had little faith. Then her parents handed over to him. She started performing austerities, following his instructions. Then her faith further increased. Then when she saw the mystic potencies of Kardama Muni and how he was able to create the aerial mansion, how they went through, circumambulated the universe, and then they enjoyed, and then they came back, and then had 9 daughters, and now her faith is more stronger and is getting more stronger every time. As you execute the instructions of the spiritual master, your faith increases. So once a person starts to execute with strong faith and determination the orders of the spiritual master, what he gets is more enthusiasm to do and more faith. So he is slowly coming out of the clutches of the contamination in his heart. And when he is out of those contamination, he can perform devotional service with much stronger faith, with less disturbances. So that's what is being discussed here about with great faith. So her faith has come to the platform of a strong faith. Now, this should be the mood of a disciple. After having rejected the material life, one has to take up something as his mission. So he has to take up those instructions that are given by the spiritual master with strong faith and determination. It's not only that you have given up material life, but you should also take up those instructions as your life and soul. Prabhupada, in many of his purport, has repeated this particular instruction by Srila Vishwanatha Charakavarti Thakur and his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. We know this verse, Vivasayatmika Buddhihi Ekeha Kurunandana. So I was very curious to read that commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Kriti Thakur, and why Prabhupada is mentioning it so many times in his purport. Whenever the topic of guru and disciple comes, and whenever the topic of accepting instructions and following it rigidly, Prabhupada always brings this out. I'm just reading from the commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur of this particular verse, Bhagavad Gita verse. My sadhana is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord, to remember and glorify Him as instructed by my Guru. This is my only goal, sadhya. It is my life-sustaining medicine, for I cannot give up the sadhana and the sadhya. This is my most desirable object, my duty, and nothing else is my duty. Nothing else is desired, even in dreams. There may be happiness or sorrow. Sharira may be destroyed or may not be destroyed. This is no loss for me. Let there only be resolute intelligence fixed in pure bhakti. So, as we can see, Prabhupada got so much inspiration from this particular verse that he later took up the instruction of his spiritual master and executed it with that resolute intelligence. Now, in that purport, Srila Vishwanatha Kriti Thakur explains why the intelligence of others are not resolute. Because they are getting distracted by karma and jnana. If you want to do a particular work and you are focusing on that, when there are so many other distractions, you may not be able to focus on that. While performing bhakti, the distractions come in form of karma and jnana. So those who are trying to achieve perfection through those, they have to put effort in that direction. So your effort is not single pointed, it is going in many places. So that is why their intelligence is not single pointed. So the conclusion is, one must do bhakti devoid of contamination of karma and jnana. And only bhakti has to be performed. Now, once a person gets to this firm faith and he is starting to execute the instructions of the spiritual master, what should be the mood of that particular disciple? He should receive the instructions with strong faith and also endeavor to execute them with strong determination. Now, in this connection, there is an interesting story how, by receiving instructions of a spiritual master, even a person low born in a family of a hunter who is killing animals very mercilessly, he also got liberated. Once Narad Muni, after taking a darshan in Vaikuntha, he comes back to the Triveni Sangam where the three rivers meet, Ganges, Saraswati. So he takes his bath and he walks out on the banks. He was horrified to see a deer lying there, half dead, and his legs were broken, and it's got an arrow pierce on its neck. It is not fully dead, it is still like bleeding, and it is having a lot of pain. And he was horrified to see that, and he walks further, and he sees a wild boar in the same situation, again undergoing so much pain, not fully killed, but half killed. Then taking few more steps, he sees another rabbit in the same situation. Now when he starts to look around behind the bushes, he sees a hunter. He was ready with his bow and arrow. And the way it is described that he is blackish in complexion and he looks almost like the god of death. And now having spotted the hunter, Narad Muni started to walk in the direction of the hunter. Now, seeing Narad Muni walking towards the hunter wanted to actually swear at him. But seeing his appearance, he just held his words. He did not speak much. Then he restrained his speech and then said, "Oh Goswami, oh saintly person, what are you doing here in this forest and why are you coming in this way?" Seeing you, all the animals are going away, not able to hunt. Narad Muni approaches him and asks, I need a favor from you. Then this man, I have deer skin, I have lion skin, and I have animal skins. Do you need them? I can give it to you in charity. He said, no, I don't need all that. And then Narad Muni pointed out these animals, and why are you doing this particular activity of killing, but not actually killing the animals and bleeding them, making them see in pain? Why are you doing it? He says that my father taught me hunting like this, and I get pleasure in seeing these animals half dead. So Narad Muni is very horrified on seeing the low level consciousness of this person, and he wants to enlighten him. And he said, killing actually incurs sin, but half killing animals and leaving it not fully dead and leaving them bleeding like this, you actually incur more sins. It is your duty to kill as a hunter, but this is not the way you do things. At least kill them fully. So now this person, after getting association of Narad Muni, hearing his words, he is at least receptive to hear something from him. First sign that we saw him is he restrained his speech. He did not speak bad words. Second, he is starting to listen. Now he inquires more about these sinful activities. What will I get? Now Narad Muni describes how he has to suffer in hell many, many times because of not killing these animals properly. These animals will come and kill you back for many, many lifetimes, and you have to suffer all that. Now he gets more receptive, but he says, look, this is my profession and this is what I have been doing, and my life depends on this. Now I can't live without this. So what do I do? Now Narad Muni, after having seen the disciple's mood, now he is starting to inquire. From the point of mercilessly killing animals and enjoying, see how the consciousness is gradually changing. Now he is willing to receive. What is the solution? Solution to this entanglement. I am so much entangled. Now what is the solution? You please tell me. I will follow whatever you say. So that is the mood he has come up to. Now Narad Muni says, break your bow and arrow, put them aside. Build a hut near the river. You and your wife take whatever minimum possessions you have, keep it with you. Remaining, you give it as a charity to brahmanas. And you start performing devotional service. Plant a tulsi in your home. Chant Hare Krishna in front of Mother Tulsi. And you water her. You take care of her nicely. Perform your devotional service. I will take care of your maintenance. Don't worry. So this hunter, he took these instructions very seriously. And then he started to follow his instruction. He went to his home, told his wife this is what happened, and then she also followed him, and both of them took what is required and they started to perform devotional service. Now this news spread to this entire village, seeing how a person who is as low as a hunter, who was killing animals half dead, now he has become a Vaishnava. Now everyone is willing to give something to that particular exalted person. So Narad Muni starts to send all this to the home of the hunter. So this is how we understand the potency of a person. Even though he is born in a low born family, he just did one thing. He heard the instructions of a spiritual master. He took to his heart. He started to execute the order of the spiritual master despite his bad nature. So that gave him freedom from all sinful reactions. So that's the second half to this story, where after many days pass and this hunter, now he's become Vaishnava, he and his wife, they are doing devotional service and they are getting their supplies. Now later on, Narad Muni along with his friend Parvata Muni, they come and visit this hunter's place. What's happening? And then now at a distance, this hunter sees Narad Muni and Parvata Muni, and he wants to run towards them and get their blessings. But on the way, he sees that there are so many ants are passing by. and he doesn't want to step on them, so he is just jumping here and there and just trying. He didn't come straight away and pay his obeisances. Now Narad Muni noticed it. And this hunter was also using a cloth to move those ants out of his way. He did not even want to trample on an ant. See, look at the change of the consciousness the person has had just by executing faithfully the instructions of his spiritual master with determination. His consciousness rose to that level that he got freed from sinful reaction and he does not want to hurt any other living being. Now then he pays his respects to Narada Muni and Parvata Muni. Now seeing the transformation, Parvata Muni says, he praises Narada Muni, "You are like a touchstone. You have transformed a hunter to such an exalted Vaishnava. Your glories are spread over the three worlds. You are so glorious." Now Narada Muni asks about how the maintenance of the hunter is going. How are you keeping and all that? As a guru he inquired. The hunter said another amazing thing. "Please send me only what and my wife need. Don't send me more than what I require. Only for my maintenance, whatever is needed, that you please send, not more than that." So he is gone to such level of consciousness that he is not even greedy of accumulating things more than what he needs. So this is how a person from a lower consciousness, he is able to get out of his bodily limitations, then execute the devotional service. So this is an important lesson that we as practicing sadhakas we can take. If we are in the process of getting more serious and making rapid progress, we should search out for a spiritual master, take his shelter. In our movement, ISKCON, the predominant siksha is coming from Srila Prabhupada's book. So it is very important that we take shelter of his feet first, read his books. And through sincere endeavors in the heart, pray for a representative of Srila Prabhupada to guide us. That step of accepting a living spiritual master is very essential. That helps a person to make progress, get direct instructions based on our psychophysical nature, according to particular time, place and circumstance. That option is available. So if one wants to progress rapidly, this step is not optional, but it is mandatory. So in this way, by following the instructions of a spiritual master, one executes bhakti favorably. Because bhakti can be executed in a way that is not favorable also. In the definition of pure devotional service, once you follow the instructions of a spiritual master and take his instruction and execute it properly, that's how you execute bhakti in a favorable way. Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. Srila Prabhupada also recollects how just by focusing on this particular instruction of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, how this entire ISKCON is made successful. I'll just read from Srila Prabhupada's words. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 12.8. "The success of ISKCON is based on the principle of strict faith in the order of the spiritual master. Prabhupada describes how there are different disagreements among the disciples of his spiritual master. In the beginning, during the presence of Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrijakacharya Ashtotra Sada Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, all the disciples worked in agreement. But just after his disappearance, they disagreed. One party strictly followed the instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but another group created their own concoction about executing his desires. Therefore, we do not belong to any faction. But because the two parties busy dividing the material assets of Gaudiya Math institution stopped the preaching work, we took up the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur to preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world under the protection of all the predecessor acharyas. And we find that our humble attempt has been successful. We follow the principles especially explained by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, verse Vivasayatmika Buddhihi Ekehe Kuru Nandana, Bhagavad Gita 2.41. According to this instruction of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, it is the duty of a disciple to follow strictly the orders of his spiritual master. The secret of success in advancement in spiritual life is the firm faith of the disciple in the orders of his spiritual master. The Vedas confirm, Yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata guru tasya ite kadita hi artha prakashante mahatmanah. To one who has staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the imports of the Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So here we see why Srila Prabhupada has to start an institution on his own. Anytime this question is asked, if Prabhupada is loyal to his spiritual master, why he had to start his own movement? Here Prabhupada explains how he tried to preach in cooperation with his God brothers when nothing much was happening. He had to start his own. And later in the same purport he explains how by the results of the efforts that he has put, what is the difference he has made. So here he says, one must judge every action by its result. The members of the self-appointed Acharya's party who occupied the property of Gaudiya Math are satisfied, but they could not make any progress in preaching. Therefore, by the results of their action, one should know that they are useless, whereas the success of ISKCON party, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which strictly follows Guru and Gauranga, is increasing daily all over the world. We tried our best in this connection and we are getting results beyond our expectations. So that's how we see a disciple puts efforts in the direction given by the spiritual master. Then he attracts the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is how the endeavor with determination attracts the mercy of the Lord. And by that you become Krishna conscious. Now, many times we hear this term, causeless mercy. So, if the mercy is causeless, then why we have to put effort? So, the answer is that mercy is available even if it is raining outside. For us to get wet, we need to go outside and expose ourselves. So, that much endeavor. That endeavor is like the catalyst that attracts the mercy of the Lord. And by that mercy, we get bhakti, which is way beyond our qualification. So that is why it is causeless mercy. We are getting more than what we deserve. In this instance, Devahuti is getting the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself as her son through the mercy of Kardama Muni. Now when the Lord appears at their home, he appears in his as a plenary portion and is explained how that whenever the Lord appears, he does not take up a material body. He appears based on his own internal potency, Atma Maya. So the Lord does not forget his previous memories or previous instances like a human being who is susceptible to forgetfulness. When Arjuna asks, you have spoken this knowledge to Sun God, but now you are standing. Now how do I understand it? So Krishna says, you have taken many bodies, forgotten it, but I don't forget. So he appears in this world by his own Atma Maya. That's explained in Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Ajopi san avya yatma bhutanam ishvaro pisan prakritim swam adhistaya swambhavami Atma Maya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my own, in my original transcendental form. So that is the result. We can see that Devahuti is able to see that same personality of Godhead appearing in her own womb, and later she will get further enlightenment because she was faithfully following the instructions of Kardama Muni, inquiring about spiritual topics and executing his orders with faith and determination. And thereby she was able to overcome the limitations based on her body, mind and intelligence. She gets elevated to the point where she gets liberated. So that is how we understand in Kali Yuga, every person is born as a Shudra, whether in a male body or a female body. By following the instructions of a spiritual master, you can get elevated to a platform where you get liberated. And by spreading the message to others, by becoming qualified, by controlling our own senses, and by propagating the Krishna conscious movement, no matter which body you are in, you can become an Acharya and spread this message to the rest of the world. That's what Srila Prabhupada wants. So I'll conclude there. I'll ask for any comments, corrections, questions.
Bring up an academic question.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, 341,
mm-hmm.
Which is the verse in Bhagavad Gita that describes A.K.A. Rupuranandi.
Yep.
It's quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is Majjhima 2262.
Mm-hmm.
And that text says, Shraddha is confident, firm faith, that is, that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities.
Hmm.
And such faith is favorable to discharge of emotional service.
Okay.
So is that a description of the faith that is demonstrated by
Devahuti?
That she has faith that everything will be. Completed.
Or executed. So the question is based on the verse, Bhagavad Gita verse 241, the faith that is described in the purport. How by executing the instructions, so is that from the purport? Can I have the book with you? Yeah, in that purport of 241 verse, Prabhupada quotes this Chaitanya Charitamrita verse which says, Shraddha Shabde Vishwasakahe Shudrida Nischaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Haya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family, traditions, humanity or nationality. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute platform. Oh yeah, okay. So your question is the faith of Devahuti same as what's being described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse? Yes, the faith that is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse and the faith that Mother Devahuti exhibits is the same. Because initially, when you check the consciousness and the activities of Mother Devahuti, she, as I explained, she will give her heart to Kardama. Then she was willing to receive instructions from him. Then she was serving him with intimacy, reverence, respect, and by that she was assisting Kardama Muni's devotional service. And in that way, she pleases him as a spiritual master. And later on, she puts forward her request of having a child. So now, by that firm faith and also the consciousness, what she was looking at her husband even more than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she was serving him continuously. She was willing to let go her own personal beauty by doing so much of austerity. So by all these qualities, if we check, it exactly matches that by rendering service to a devotee of the devotee, she is executing favorable devotional service. And by that, she becomes free from the obligations of other karma, jnana. She doesn't have to perform all that. And so by that, we understand that she is like an ideal example of a disciple having this particular type of firm faith, Shraddha. I hope that answers your question.
It expands. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Mataji.
How can we cultivate faith in a practical way?
How can we cultivate faith in a practical way? One is by understanding the importance of having firm faith, because without that, the whole foundation gets shaken. Now, once we have a strong faith, our focus will become more intense and we will be able to do activities in a more focused way. But if we don't have it, so personally, if my faith is shaking, so then I will have to analyze what is it that has caused my faith to shake or to not to have strong one. So analyze the reasons and then go back and read Shastra for finding out the proper reasons for taking the doubts away. Secondly, by engaging practical devotional service, we will get results. So that will actually strengthen our devotional service. Now, when it is done in the association of senior devotees who have more strong faith and who have much more enthusiasm, so then our faith increases. And third thing I would say is to serve the senior devotees who have such strong faith. So that way, even if we don't have taste to hear or serve, so then by rubbing against their enthusiastic nature, by serving them, we get that. That's a verse. If you don't have taste, serve the devotees who have taste. Shushrushro Shraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. By serving those devotees who have taste in Bhagavatam, great service is done. By such service, one gets the taste. These are some of the ways that we can practically do to increase our faith. If anybody wants to add to that point, how to increase faith practically. Any other question? Yes.
So you say that we must execute the instructions of the spiritual master, and it is also said in the Bhagavad Gita that we must perform our duty.
Yeah.
In the Vedic literature, says that there are different groups of people with different scribes' duties, but if you don't have a spiritual master yet,
how do you know you're prescribed? Okay, the question is, so that I understand the importance of accepting the spiritual master, and also Bhagavad Gita says that we have to do our prescribed duty. What if I don't have a spiritual master? So then what do I do? In situations like this where we don't have a spiritual master, as I mentioned, we take up Srila Prabhupada as our prominent Siksha Guru. We start rendering services under his guidance, under his instructions that are given in the books. So we serve the institution, and within the institution, whoever is our authority, we try to follow their instructions, and according to our nature, we will be engaged in a particular service. Initially, we will be engaged in most of the services, and then over a period, our particular nature will come out. And we may be engaged in a service which suits our nature, or we may not be, but initially it is good to execute them without getting too much attached to my particular nature. That may come out later. So based on that, you will know what your duties are and what should be done according to that to satisfy that. So once that is clear, so then, because we have this facility of education also in ISKCON, we can read Shastra more systematically if you're more serious. So then you can find out about how to find a spiritual master. There is a disciples course available. Whenever practical, you can enroll and then find out what exactly it is and how to make a judgment based on Shastric knowledge. So then, in Melbourne, you have the opportunity to serve various spiritual masters who come and visit. So it's the same process described in Gita. Tatvidhi pranipatena pariprashena sevaya. So render service to them, inquire from them, and combined with the knowledge that you get in the disciples' course, then make a decision later. So that way it's clear. Is that answer? Yeah. I agree, you have a question? Nothing. Okay. Anything else? Conclude here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai.